I got up, and I was enjoying a bowl of Corn Pops. And somehow, like, simultaneously, I gasp.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
So I get a pop lodge in my windpipe. I'm trying to cough it up. So anyway, I'm like, and I'm sitting there by myself watching CBS This Morning. And my cat comes in and goes, oh, you know, they got this stuff. It's in a tube.
Yeah, like, it is. You got a hairball.
So and I can't get it loose.
Yuck.
And you go into automatic pilot. And your body just, like, starts doing stuff to get it loose.
Kind of start going,
but I,
you know, all kinds of weird stuff.
Like, cough, I kind of, like, coughed and snorted at the same time.
Right. God. Who among us?
Or blew out.
Yeah.
Through my nose. And when I
did. Oh, yeah, you kind of panicked, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when I did. Then the pop loosened out of my windpipe, attached itself to whatever that air hole thing is, kind of like, you know, where your nostrils join your throat?
Right.
Attached itself there. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm home free now.
You just got to pour some kind of liquid down your nose to flush
it
down.
No, I didn't know that it was attached to the windpipe. I thought, okay, it's up, it's done, it's okay. Gone. And as I swallow, uh-oh, all of a sudden it's back in the windpipe.
Oh, no.
I'm doing the whole thing again.
Oh, my God.
And
did you finally swallow it?
Well, I finally got it loose.
Did it come out this way?
Yeah, I gave it a... And it, like, shot across the room. And I'm thinking, now, what's this going to look like? First off, I don't show up to work Tuesday morning after Memorial Day. Nobody knows where I am. Finally, the cops come in. I'm dead in my bedroom. And there's no sign of damage except for Corn Pop to the windpipe.
Years from now, radio guys will be going, I got a brain teaser for you. There's a guy in a right. bedroom and nothing oh, yeah. but a bowl of Corn Pops yeah. and the TV's on Channel 9. What happened?
Rick and Brad Radio. Four points on the cast.